At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They said it coming up in 15 minutes or so at 7:20, and we will definitely discuss what Kendrick Perkins said. Perk pulled a Wiggy when it comes to tonight's Celtics game and the importance of it, and we will get to that. And the rest of They Said It coming up. There is some breaking news this morning, Curtis, or Shime. I don't know who has it.
The Steelers have traded George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys. So the big receiver on the market, which was George Pickens, is headed to the Dallas Cowboys.
For what?
It's expected to be centered around a third-round pick.
You got to be kidding. I was pushing the George Pickens train for so long for the Patriots to do that. Give up a third-round pick to get a guy like that? Man.
Wait, so a team gave up basically the same pick to get George Pickens as the Steelers gave up to get DK Metcalf?
Was DK for a third round? I thought DK was a second.
Maybe it was a second. Maybe I'm wrong. But even still, like, that's insane.
What about
DK is so much better than George Pickens.
Yeah, but George Pickens is for...
He's good. No. Don't get me wrong. He's really right. good. But,
how
like,
old
that's
is he?
Crazy.
25?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, he's young.
He's super young.
They must be fully confident in the recovery of Steph Diggs.
Yeah, but you could basically Elliot Wolf could say he traded Matthew Judon for George Pickens.
Yeah, and I would be like, round of applause. Mm-hmm. I know he has like a little bit of a, you know, like kind of baggage, like not necessarily off the field, but just like, you know, him and Tomlin didn't see eye to eye. But if you ever watch the kid play, and I remember him down in Georgia because that's where he went, he's super athletic. He can get those high balls. He's a great athlete. He's got really good speed. I don't know why you wouldn't want to take a flyer on.
You don't consider him to be a problem guy.
He's more of like an annoyance. Like, I want the ball. More of one of those guys. You know what I mean?
Like, what receiver isn't?
Yeah, exactly. So, and he's like 25 years old, maybe? A third round pick? Mm. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Curtis.
Oh, that one hurt.
Shime, are you undergoing identity theft as we speak?
Yeah, I just got charged 3 times on my credit card and had to shut that down real quick.
Where were the charges done?
Two at a Sephora in Oregon at 6:55 in the morning.
Okay.
And one at a Walmart in Arkansas.
Mm. Mm.
I don't mean to be a stickler. I think Walmart's based in Arkansas.
Is that why?
Sephora may be based in Oregon.
That tracks. Right. So
did
they were
with
internet
Lauren?
Purchases. Lauren is still sleeping because I texted her and she has not responded.
That's what you think.
Nope.
I hate the scammers.
She also doesn't have that credit card. So.
The scammers are out there. I hate them. Be careful, man.
Well, you got to stop buying that hentai porn online. People are.
Greg, I would never use a credit card for that. If I'm going to do it, it's untraceable.
They're mirroring your card when you're buying that stuff. Also, you can get it for free.
Yeah.
Never in a million years. EI Morning Show would accuse the producer of buying hentai porn, but here we are.
But sometimes you might want to subscribe and get, like, you know, more, you know, you might want to see the full-length video.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But do it at the reputable ones like Pornhub or something that you know is like really popular.
What if you could get like hentai OnlyFans where like you're engaging with somebody in a text message, but it's not a person.
Or Wiggy, you use a go-between to pay for it, like PayPal or something, so that it's not directly, you're not putting your card in to the website.
Furryfun.com.
Shine was planning a drink for the wedding, but Lauren ixnayed it. It was the my hentai.
But, nope.
Yeah, okay, make this happen.
All right, we have leads left. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning, everybody. My lead is for one.
That was a great Mai Tai joke. I don't care if it didn't get that. That was excellent.
Thank you, Curtis.
Excellent.
Thank you.
My lead is for one Greg Hill. We all know that Greg has a move coming up, but it's within the building.
Yeah.
Staying in the beautiful Seaport where, you know, you're in a gorgeous building. There is something coming right outside of your window. New place called Ballers. I don't know if you've heard about it yet.
No.
3 paddle courts and 5 pickleball courts.
Oh, no.
The paddle courts year-round open.
Oh,
the
boy.
Pickleball courts, the 5 of them, will in the winter be turned into an ice skating rink.
Huh.
This is expected to open in July, right outside your window. There will be a bar and a cafe attached to it.
Wow.
It will be open for people to have lessons with some professionals, as well as open play.
Wow.
Okay. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, Mitch has the photo of what this is supposed to look like. And it is close to your building.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting after everything we've heard about those who complain about having pickleball nearby.
Yeah. I will hear the constant pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
It's a piercing sound. It's pop, 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 pop.
I am surprisingly good when it comes to pickleball.
Oh.
I think it's probably because I spent some time working at the Weston Racquet Club on the tennis side of things when I was in my early 20s. And so... I picked the game up right away.
Well, you'll have plenty of opportunity now. This thing is massive.
Huge.
Greg, I cannot lie because it's too good to be something I would create. But as a kid in Dover, we had tennis lessons. And my tennis coach was Dick Waterfall.
That's a cool name.
Sure is. Yes, he came in every day with like a new hot rod.
But you know, like where that
you know he was smashing every single wife that was a part of the tennis club.
Yeah, he was a legend, that man.
Yes,
you know what that location? It's glass all around. The noises are going to be echoing off of every surface.
I don't care about that.
Talk to me in three months.
Hate people.
Yes,
I hate.
I wear headphones sometimes when I'm outside. I can't sit on the deck. I haven't sat on the deck in 2 years.
You move to the city, you know the city is going to be noisy.
I agree.
These people, not anybody specific, but they're complaining. There's a Rocco's Sports Bar, which is opening in our courtyard.
Cannot wait.
It's a concept from New York. It's an unbelievable sports bar.
Yeah.
And these people are constantly having meetings and complaining about it. And there's people outside. There's people at 11 p.m. who are having a good time and making noise. Like
it's like ping, 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 ping.
Who gives an F?
Your pool days are over, though. I mean, you're going to hear this the entire time laying by the pool.
I don't care.
There are 9 courts outside. This thing is going to, and if they got lights, this thing is going to be all night long.
I can't enjoy my house. I have to wear earplugs.
6 pickleball courts right next to each other.
Well, it's 5, and then there's 3 paddle courts. And paddle, you play off of like a glass wall, so you're not even getting... All right.
I don't care.
The pickleball outfits by the Seaport crowd will be absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Just the most pretentious people doing the most pretentious things.
It's going to be the new form of exercise.
The Seaport district, which is almost all white, no African-Americans there at all.
No, it's not. Marjorie,
Oh, so that's what paddleball is like in that little glass?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yep.
That is true. I saw Black Lambo over the weekend.
All right. Well, great. Thank you. Good lead, Courtney. Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning. So we asked, I think Curtis might ask this question yesterday about the Celtics and why they do what they do as far as the 3-point shot and everything like that. Why is that their offense? So I said, let me do a deep dive.
Oh, I love when you do a deep dive.
Yeah, I had to do deep dive into the shot percentages of the players on that team, 2 versus the 3s. And it is pretty astronomical. Is that the word, right?
Yeah.
It is pretty astronomical to think. Now, this is the players. Jason Tatum, 49% of his shots are three-pointers.
Yep.
Derek White, 72% of his shots during the regular season were three-pointers. Peyton Pritch, 72%. Jaylen Brown, I give him credit, 32%. I love that look. 70% of your shots, two-pointers. The other 30%, three-pointers. I don't care who you are. Al Horford, 68% of his shots are three-pointers. Kristaps Porzingis, 43%. And Drew Holiday, 53% of his shots are three-pointers. So when you look at this Celtics offense and the way the players are, you know, shooting the ball percentage-wise, twos versus threes, other than Jaylen Brown, everybody is like close to damn near 50% of their shots are coming in 3-point.
It's great when they're going in, but it's not so great like the other night when they're not falling for
it. And think about this, and let me just compare it to the team that they're playing right now. OG, how do you say his last name? Adebayo? Is 40?
No, that's Bam Adebayo.
Ananobi? Ananobi.
So OG Ananobi, 44% of his shots are 3-pointers. Jalen Brunson, only 33%. Josh Hart, 32%. Karl Anthony Towns, 27%. And Mikal Bridges is at 39%. So when you look at the Celtics lineup, the reason why it is because the majority of the guys that are on the court are shooting damn near 50% of their shots from behind the three-point line.
Good lead, Wiggy.
Yeah, it's very interesting when you start to look at that.
Maybe the greatest coach currently in the NBA will adjust a little bit this evening.
Yeah, and I'd like to see Tatum adjust. Go closer to Jaylen Brown's number.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Our back-to-back TV show-related leads okay on this show, Curtis?
Oh, great. Well, your name's on it, so.
I had one yesterday about paradise. This morning, scientists are concerned that rising global temperatures may increase the environment where the fungus, which is called Aspergillus, thrives. The fungus, which is called Aspergillus, will be able to thrive. That is a deadly fungus, which is resistant to any kind of existing treatment and causes a disease called aspergillosis. Anyone want to guess at which television program currently that we are watching focuses on said fungi?
Quick Slants?
No. White Lotus?
No.
The Last of Us.
Yes. So when you see the mushroom heads that are out of control trying to bite you and eat you and kill you, whether you're in some kind of abandoned subway system or whether you're in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and you had a fence that you thought that you thought would keep them out. That is what we are facing when it comes to this fungi. They are talking about the potential for yet another, I hate saying the word, another worldwide pandemic if we don't do something to stop Aspergillus fungus.
All right,
so just a heads up on that.
I'll stop kissing your dogs and let them sleep in your bed, and we won't have mushroom head people running around.
That would be life imitating art again, or art imitating life, which is it? I don't know.
But I think life imitating art, right?
Yeah, and you are disappointed with The Last of Us.
Yeah, I'm just like... Even watching the last...
It got good, though, when they went to Seattle.
Listen, I'm all for... Chime talked about it. Hey, I'm all for going to Pornhub seeing a little girl-on-girl action.
Oh,
I ain't got nothing against it.
Okay.
I ain't got nothing against it.
I don't know how we landed there.
I ain't got nothing against it.
Okay, so you're in on girl-on-girl action.
But it's a little weird when they look like teenagers.
What in the world?
And they're basing the show around it.
He's talking about a relationship in the show.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're not. They're supposed to be older.
They look like they're like...
It's supposed to be a love story, though. It's not supposed to be a porno.
Right. It's like...
It's there for as a storyline. Right, it's not there for your sexual entertainment.
Wi-Fi.
No, but I'm not there for the sexual entertainment.
Exactly.
But I'm not even there for the love story.
Amen.
This is a show about mushroom head zombies or whatever they are, clickers, which we learned from Chime.
Yeah.
I'm not there for the love story. Like, I don't know why they're inserting a love story. And then they're inserting a love story,
wrong word,
which is around two teenage girls. I wouldn't care if it was a teenage girl and a teenage boy.
Okay.
But why
this
are you
is getting worse.
Inserting it? What's getting worse about it? I'm just telling
just
you
let
what
him
I
talk. Yeah. I like to just let them talk.
I'm telling you what I feel about the show. Yeah. I mean, you got to get all sensitive about it.
I'm not sensitive. I mean, I'm just explaining the other side.
There's no other side.
I'm just saying, because you said, you know, oh, I'm good for a little girl-on-girl action.
Yeah, on Pornhub, not on The Last of Us.
Right. Thank you.
But it's a love story, and unfortunately, you don't like the girl-girl love story.
No, I don't love the love story,
but you
period.
Just said you wouldn't care if it was a girl and a guy.
On Pornhub. Oh, no, I said I would care. I would care.
Oh, you just said you misspoke then. You said I wouldn't care if it was a girl and a guy.
I wouldn't care if it's a girl and a guy, a girl and a girl, a guy and a guy.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want a love story.
You don't want people killing zombies.
You don't want a love story getting in the way of a good zombie television
And
program.
Then it's like...
Yeah, I understand.
And then the other thing, like I said, that makes it weird is because they're like teenagers. Mm-hmm. So that's
what if
like
this conversation
weird...
was The Last of Us?
That's like...
You would hate Euphoria.
Yeah, it's like a weird... Like when you watch shows and there's like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, different things. It's a weird dynamic when you start to look and you're like watching a show and you're like, wait a second, I feel like...
These are kids.
Am I in the wrong for watching this?
Right.
Chime, here's the 978 flex text. Did you see it? It's following the video game story, Wiggy.
Is that the video game?
Yes, it is. You should know that.
Come on, Wiggy.
It's based on a video game.
Yes, it is. It's source material.
Did you see the Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer yesterday?
Sure did.
Yeah, it looks good.
Not bad. Kind of excited.
Looks great.
Kind of excited.
Speaking of
Granted, it's a year away, but...
Speaking of sex, as Wiggy always is, there's one part of that trailer where the main character guy is like, do you have sex in Grand Theft Auto 6?
I mean, you can.
Yeah. Is that the indication that you got from that?
Yeah. I mean, Greg, have you in the old ones?
You've had sex.
I think it was Grand Theft Auto 5. You could.
Yeah, you could.
Remember, you could go have sex with like a stripper.
Yeah, remember, you could get the stripper, or the prostitute, and
at pole position, the strip joint.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And they'd be out walking the streets.
Great name, by the way.
You could pick up the ladies of the evening.
And then the car would start to bounce.
Yeah, but that's not... This is like the... It's graphic in the trailer.
That was like a Sims. Do you ever play Sims? They have sex.
Yeah, it's very graphic.
You're not going to see like the unit.
But you see the guy lying there and moving his hand around?
Oh,
and
that's true.
It was rather graphic.
But it looks good, though. The game, like the visuals, might be graphic, but the visuals are like really, really good. And I never played The Last of Us, so I don't know if there was a love story in that. They should bypass it. Just keep with the killing and all that other cool
stuff.
Supposed
to be a good story.
Okay. Anyway, leads are done.
Oh.
Thankfully. Oof. We're going to get to They Said It next, but first, Courtney, and what is trending right this moment?
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox had a tough home loss last night. 6-1 was the final. Lucas Giolito went 3 2/3, giving up 6 runs on 10 hits while striking out 2. They've got another one with the Rangers tonight. 6:45 first pitch with Tanner Houck taking the mound. Lenny DiNardo will join Will Fleming on the Charleston Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Perfecting the Art of Fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Celtics have game two tonight at the TD Garden. Tip is at 7 with the Knicks. Kristaps Porzingis is listed as probable, while Sam Hauser is doubtful. As for the other NBA playoff games last night, the Warriors go up a game on the Timberwolves after taking game one 99-88. In the win, they did lose Steph Curry, who will undergo an MRI today on a strained left hamstring. He is not expected to play, at least in game two. And the Pacers now up two games heading to Indiana after a 120-119 win in game two. Important to note that the Cavs were without DeAndre Hunter, Evan Mobley, and Darius Garland. As for the NHL playoff games last night, the Oilers take game one against the Golden Knights, and the Hurricanes take it in overtime over the Capitals to go up one game in their series. In some NFL breaking news from Ian Rappaport, the Steelers are trading George Pickens to the Cowboys. And let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Curtis, would you like a little bit of information from none other than the great Jennifer Hill? Apparently, Jen Hill is listening to this radio show right now.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's Day to the greatest mom in the history of moms. And she went to high school with Dick Waterfall.
No way.
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
That is
Framingham High. What a small world we live
Imagine
in.
Imagine that name in high school.
Framingham, I believe for her it was Framingham North at that point.
Wow. Right. And I don't know if I'd use small and Dick Waterfall in the same sentence, but yes. 56 degrees. That is so funny. I told you I wasn't lying. Cloudy skies, afternoon high of 70.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.